Golfers love modern equipment. Modern fashion, that's where things start to get a little bit weird. Welcome to Splitting Fairways, real golfers, real opinions. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jeremy.
And every week, we're going to take a golf topic that you may talk about with your friends and debate it from both sides, whether we're talking equipment, golf culture, etiquette, travel, fashion, basically the things that you talk about while you're riding around the course with your friend. What's our topic today, Jeremy?
So our topic today, we're going to start with something that absolutely exploded on the THP forum. And it's titled, Golf Shorts Are Getting Obnoxious. I'm just going to go ahead and read his message because I think okay. It spells it out pretty good. We were on the range yesterday and some 20-something twig was down the range swinging out of his shoes trying to show off for his buddies. Not only were his shorts fairly tight, they are obnoxiously short with more thigh exposed than covered. I don't get it. Why would anybody want to wear something like that on a golf course? What's the obsession with exposing that much leg while being with your guy friends? Courses need to go back to enforcing no more than a couple inches above the knee. Thoughts?
Wow. it's a hot topic, that's for sure. I right off the bat, I hear a little bit of kind of a cultural thing there. I also really do wonder, was there a time when golf clubs, courses were measuring the length of shorts? I don't know. I guess I never was around.
I've been playing golf for quite a while. I don't really recall a time like that, but I've certainly seen some interesting shorts.
Yeah, especially more, more in recent years. So if you guys get a chance, do hop on the THP forum, which is part of the THP Golf Media, kind of our all-encompassing coverage of golf, because it's actually quite funny. But we do want to dissect this topic a little bit. Do you want me to go first or you, Jeremy? What are you thinking?
You go ahead and go first, because I have some things I know I can chime in with.
Okay. I like to think of myself as a modern guy. Let's just put it that way. So I, to an extent, or to the limit most practical, really embrace a shorter inseam short. On the golf course, I try not to wear anything much past 7 inches in inseam. Yesterday I wore 8-inch inseams and a pair of shorts that I really like. They just don't come that short, but I do a couple leg days a week. I'm tan. I feel like I look good in short shorts, right? Or shorter shorts. And it's not about showing off to dudes or even ladies for that matter. My club has a ton of ladies, but
what kind of dude's showing off his legs anyways? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it, to me, it's just mostly like I feel good in them, right? I feel athletic. I feel like I'm ready to go. It's kind of like my golf uniform, and I can turn into a golfer at that point.
Look good, feel good, play good. Is that the theory?
Yeah, exactly. And play good, that's optional. But at least I'm going to look good and feel good, right? I think like when I look at sort of your opposite scenario here, I would take the shorter inseam shorts every day over a big baggy pair of shorts and some, oversized polo with sleeves, hanging down to the elbows and all that. To me, that's a dumpy look. It doesn't look athletic. I think golf is an athletic thing. So there's that. And I also just think that fashion evolves, right? There was a time when Tiger was out on the course where, everybody wore knit cotton polos and pleated pants.
God, those are awful.
Yeah, terrible. Those are awful. Terrible. Just absolutely terrible. And we got away from that. What's the next thing? I guess the progression has gone to shorter shorts. So what are your thoughts?
Well, this all started from, as we said in the THP forum, I think it was because of a pair of shorts that I personally happened to be wearing at one of our events that were caught on camera. And
yes,
some thought they were too short. They were like, is this guy wearing boxers? What is happening right now? They were a pair of 7-inch shorts that I purchased and had not tried on before wearing to this event. And they're a little bit shorter than the 7-inch that I've worn in the past. I'm not a, I want my shorts to touch my knee or go below my knee guy. I'd like a little bit shorter short. Mm-hmm. But I think 8-inch is probably where I should live, having longer legs. And also, you know, I've been known to skip a leg day here and there.
Well, you bring up a good point, though. Body composition does kind of make, you know, it does sort of determine what's going to look best for you. And also, I think what top you're wearing with your bottoms also can make a difference. I know in that picture you had, I think, like a rain jacket or something on.
Yes, I did. It was.
Yeah, yep. And the shorts just sort of hanging out below there. Now, if we saw like everything tucked in and buckled and everything, I think you have somewhat of a different look there. But yeah, that picture was quite a point of discussion.
I mean, I don't think it's not. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that bad. Someone actually posted it again today in a different, completely different thread. And looking at it, you know, I'm seeing myself and I'm like, it's not that bad. Like, come on, guys.
I did not feel that it was extreme at all. Now, I do want to talk about one thing, get your opinion on it, because this actually kind of popped up right around the same time. And I want to see which one you think is worse. So we had a forum member, his name's Brad, I think goes by Just Brad. And I love you, Just Brad. But he took a picture of a guy on the range, like a kind of like a spy pic of this guy. And
oh, I remember
the guy
that.
Was okay. Yeah, he might have been rocking like 5-inch inseams, but he had some pretty, you know, he had some pretty built quads. I mean, I can't blame him for wanting to wear them. So 5-inch inseams, I will agree, probably a little short for golf, but yes. taking pictures of other guys on the range, which one's worse?
How about we don't take pictures of other guys on the range? Let's do that.
Yeah. Just not appropriate. Far less appropriate than 5-inch inseam shorts.
For sure.
So those of you listening that aren't aware what the THP forum is, it's a place where thousands of golfers just like you get together and, you know, they share their opinions on everything related to golf and sometimes things that aren't related to golf. Could be sports or just, you know, what you're eating for dinner that day. So I want you to understand the concept when I say we're going to read some of these comments that were made on the forum about this topic of short shorts. So we can go through a few here. One of the ones that really kind of got me right off the bat, sort of a play on the, you know, sun's out, guns out thing, and it's skies out, thighs out. And I fully support that completely. Did you have a favorite post that came up there?
I'm sorry, I'm too busy laughing on that one. That one's pretty funny.
It is good.
Oh man. You know, I just don't understand. Nobody wants to see capri pants on the golf course. That was another thing that somebody said. And I guess they're referring to longer shorts maybe. Yes. Nobody wants to see that either. You know?
That's terrible. I would rather see 5-inch inseams than a pair of baggy old cargo shorts below the knees.
Yeah. That's just or me. Yeah, cargo shorts are never been a good look.
So. No, they aren't. They really aren't. So one person said that I guess they didn't really feel that shorter inseams were bad, but they said save it for the beach, running, or even tennis. Now, I don't know why tennis gets a pass and golf doesn't. But thoughts on that? I mean, what's the point where they become inappropriate or should there?
Apparently it was 7 inches for the brand I was wearing. For you. But again, yeah, for me, that's for me. And I think to each his own, right? Like I'm not going to tell people what to wear. The whole point is to get out there and have fun and look good. Like make yourself feel good, right?
Exactly. Oh, that's
I'm not trying to impress anybody. You know, are you? I'm not trying to impress anybody.
I mean, no, but I want to look good. I think everybody wants to look, you know, presentable and like they're maybe like somewhat within fashion. Maybe not everybody, but we don't spend all the money we do on golf apparel for no reason, I don't think. Correct. A lot of people commented, you know, they kind of went down the line of either the, you know, why do you care what dudes are wearing versus why do you show off for other dudes? One of the things that's, let's see, this comment was, how does what someone else wears affect you? That's weird. I gotta say, I don't selfishly want to like say that's true, but here's the truth. We all judge everybody. Everybody judges everybody, even if they don't admit it. So, I mean,
that's
I
fair.
Do admit it. I was just judging long shorts, so I guess I did. Fashions change as we get older. We don't change. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's partially true, or maybe completely true. I don't know, but fashion definitely does change. And you know, back in the 70s, everyone wore short shorts, and now they're coming back around. In the 90s, it was long shorts. So everything is cyclical, and what once was, you know, in fashion went out, and now it's coming back. So, I mean, you could say the same thing about socks, even, you know,
absolutely.
Long socks, short socks, you know, people judge you based on your socks these days. So.
Kids will make fun of you if you're wearing the ankle socks, and I couldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing, you know, long socks. That's for sure. I do think though that, you know, that comment brings up another aspect of this conversation that I think in many ways is kind of endemic to the whole current state of golf culture, which is we've had a large number of people join the game in the last 6 years or so, massive popularity in golf. A lot of those people are young. A lot of those people have been raised on YouTube golf, influencer golf. And then we have all these kind of older guys that are still not really so sure that they like that. So part of me wonders if this is an age or a generational gap thing, or even just sort of a, we were here first cultural disagreement thing. What do you think of that?
That's an interesting take. And I think there's some truth to that for sure. You know, like you said, the, I'll use, for lack of a better term, the bro golfers or the YouTube golfers. Mm-hmm. They're definitely wearing the shorter shorts, the tighter clothes, you know, the socks that go partially up your leg a little bit. Crew socks, I guess they're probably still called. But like you, I'm guilty of, I wear the shorter, I like getting some sun on my legs and, you know, stuff like that. But the older guys are definitely going to always push back against new styles. You know, that's the way it is. As you reach a certain age, the get off my lawn starts to come out, you know. I don't want to change.
It never goes away. I think the world, or was it Grandpa Simpson who said, like, the world is scary and you know, like, it's scary and I don't know. You know, I actually played a classic bro golfer in league last night. They were almost like athletic shorts, like almost like kind of heavy basketball shorts that were bright pink, an untucked shirt, had kind of the long hair that the young guys have. Nice kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was definitely kind of even more modern than I think I am some days. Well, before we kind of wrap this up, I think that, you know, the point I was trying to make there is just, it's not always that golfers are arguing about shorts. I think in many ways you're just arguing about what version of golf or maybe what era of golf you are most comfortable with. And, you know, there are certainly going to be golf clubs that have different levels of, you know, what they accept versus what they don't. I remember in Florida in the like mid-2000s, like, you know, they were very specific that you couldn't wear cargo shorts, for example. That was a big deal.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe we start seeing some pushback and we have those starters out there, instead of handing out cookies and telling you what tees to play, they take a ruler and smack you on the knee for, you know, wearing the wrong thing. But,
right.
Can we agree both extremes kind of look ridiculous, or at least?
Yeah, I think in this case, I think we definitely can agree. You know, I definitely don't want to see way too long, and I don't want to see way too short. So somewhere between, for me, 7 and 9 inches, but also it's going to be brand dependent. I, for one, do not want my shorts touching my kneecap, you know, no. So.
No, absolutely not. I think, yeah, I do agree. I think there's a point where things might just get a little bit inappropriate. I am going to be a little.
Like the stuff Jason Day wears.
You know, here's the thing. That's just unattractive to me, but I actually am scared of this. I think that might end up being what fashion and golf really kind of goes to, because, you know, Malbon thing, I think it could happen. And, you know, Tommy Fleetwood, you know, he's kind of always been one of the pillars of cool. And you've seen him lately, man. He's wearing knit shirts and like those big old baggy pants.
Yeah, why is he a pillar of cool? Is it because of the long hair in the back?
It's the hair. Yeah, the party in the back.
I don't think Kyle's ever been cool, like in his clothing, I don't think. But
who's that?
Tommy. I said, I don't think I don't think his style's ever been like cool. He just had the hair.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. My comment not long ago was, you know, if he didn't have the sawed-off swing, he'd lose half his fans. And if he didn't have the hair, that nobody would even know his name. Just my opinion. That's kind of a terrible thing to say. But, yeah. Anyway, but, you know, I do think that standards and self-expression can kind of coexist. And I think everybody might have to kind of give a little bit, you know, understand, or at least be self-aware enough to know where you're being sort of either too over the top or like an old guy yelling at the clouds. Just my feeling. I think that there's room for more than just one version of golf, I guess, apparel out there. But anyway, anything else before we go here, Jeremy?
I think that about sums it up on this particular topic.
All right. Well, if you are out there golfing and tanning those thighs this weekend, you know, we wish you a great summer. I will be, that's for sure. This is Splitting Fairways, real golfers, real opinions. This is Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
And we do appreciate you listening. Have a good night.
See ya.